Kvod HaRav, in the Rabbi Shir on Yisrael, self-esteem, the argument is used that it can't be that there is only this world because it doesn't make sense that Hashem created the whole universe in all its fine detail, etc., all from one man's 120 years. Was the Rav suggesting if the universe wasn't very impressive, then it would make sense that Hashem created it just for man's 120 years? It would be just as easy for Hashem to create an impressive universe as it would be its opposite. So why do we assume that he wouldn't have gone to such trouble if there wasn't an Olam Haba? There was no trouble. Why couldn't one argue along the same lines as the Ramchal and say that good from Hashem would have to be the ultimate good, so he built an ultimate physical world for man's 120 years? Thank you for your time, Adam from London. What I was saying was not explained to us why God created the world and what we can deduce from his creation. It's just that the Medrash says from our standpoint, now that we see a world as we do, and we understand that God created the world, taka, to be a eternal, and for an eternal reward to be given to people, it appears to us that that makes more sense, that God would have gone to all that trouble, right, for an eternal purpose, than to make sense that God would have gone to that trouble for a very limited purpose. But it's not, why did God create the world? How am I deducing backwards? But now that I know all the information, it makes more sense based on the fact that there's an Olam Haba and a Tchias HaMesim for God's purpose in creating the world as we understand it, than to have been not for that purpose and yet to have all this what seems to be very, very detailed world. If it wouldn't be, as we learned, for eternity, then it would be very difficult to understand.